Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, die verkeer is stadig in Sunning Hill na 'n ongeluk op die N1 snelweg in 'n suidelike rigting net voor die Rivonia weg afrit en dan die groot probleem tans in Irene is die ongeluk met 'n voetganger betrokke op die R21 suid net na die N1 snelweg.
Ons skop af in die buiteland. Die Israelse weermag het bevestig dat tientalle Hamas-militante in die noorde van Gaza dood is tydens klopjagte wat deur lugaanvalle ondersteun is. Die gebied is voorheen deur die IDF bestempel as een waar Hamas-strukture vernietig is. Op eie bodem vra die IFP dat die ANC en die DA saamwerk omdat daar nou gewerk moet word om die land te regeer en Anastasie Mokgobo verduidelik hoekom die kredietgraderingsagentskap finansiële aksietaak span. Suid-Afrika nog nie van die kryslys afgehaal het nie.
It still needs to address at least 6 of the 22 technical deficiencies that the Financial Action Task Force had raised. Treasury had previously said that South Africa would be removed from the grey list by February next year.
Meer oor die en ander stories om 6, maar vir nou kyk ons eers wat op die saakfront gebeur. En die regering van Nasionale Eenheid se impak word steeds in die markte waargeneem. Hier is Armand de Beer van PSG Pretoria Oos.
Op die valutamarkte versterk die rand vandag met 1,3% nadat die ANC sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula sê dat hulle amper klaar is met kabinetbesprekings wat in die beste belang is van alle Suid-Afrikaners. Bank of America, wat voorheen negatief was oor die rand, het vandag hulle stelling teruggetrek, aangesien hulle nou verwag dat 'n koalisieregering gevorm sal word deur die ANC en die DA.
En die JSE sluit vandag 1% hoër te danke aan 'n goeie dag vir finansiële en 'n kleinhandelmaatskappye.
Die finansiële indeks sluit 3,1% hoër met die banke FirstRand wat 4,8% styg, Capitec styg 3,7% en Absa sluit 3% sterker. Die telekommunikasiemaatskappye lyk ook goed en Vodacom styg 4,9% en MTN sluit 2,7% hoër.
'n Dollar kos in die stadium R18,24, 'n euro R19,54 en 'n pond R23,05. Goud verhandel teen $2,325.05 per fyn ons en olie teen $86.39 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some cricket news. A sublime double century from Shefali Varner powered the Indian women's side to a massive 525/4. And that was at the close of play on day one of the one-off test against the Indians, of course, at the M. Chennambadam Stadium in Chennai earlier today. It was a tough day for the South Africans, who managed to only break down the partnership of 292 just before tea. And former champions Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic, well, they shrugged off lingering injury concerns as they were put into the Wimbledon draw for next week. Murray will face number 38 seed Tomas Macek of the Czech Republic, and Djokovic, who seeded second for the tournament, will face number 123 Vik Kiprov, and he's also from the Czech Republic as well, making his Wimbledon debut. Germany's defense have received a major boost earlier today as centre-back Antonio Rudiger took part in the team's final training session ahead of the Euro 2024 last 16 clash against Denmark. Rudiger had been a doubt after sustaining injury in the final group game against Switzerland, but he's expected to start against the Danes tomorrow, provided that there was no issue earlier today. And in Olympic news, the River Seine is still failing water quality tests this month, and it's just a month before the Olympics are scheduled to go, and they are going to be hosting swimming competitions, of course, and the swimming leg of the triathlon as well. The latest tests have been completed, and they released through the mayor's office, and they showed the levels of E. coli and a bacteria that has a fecal matter and that is far above the limits that are allowed. That's all for me for now. Joe Man, Jack Rand.